We're talking with Danny Jones, of course, with Superior Video Livestock Auction. And Danny, let's talk a little bit about this particular sale. You, from time to time, you get out away from Fort Worth and you have sales on location. And I know Oklahoma City's one of been one of those traditional stops for you year in and year out.
It has been. Superior had tried sales here in the past, and we come back 2 years ago, and then last year and this year, the sales growing and growing in numbers and popularity. Attendance is going to be better. We're excited to see what happens today.
Give me a little bit of a background for our listeners. Tell us about how Superior actually approaches selling the cattle.
Well, the approach is to take advantage of the natural advantages that this type of marketing has to get the cattle direct from one owner to another in the most efficient way possible in terms of shipping and shrink and all the things that are involved, disease problems and being exposed to less trouble. So we certainly believe in the system, and it's a great family of people, buyers and sellers and reps, and we enjoy what we do.
The reps that you've got, they get out, they work with your sellers of your cattle, and they are actually doing the video work. They're actually helping get that information to the central point, which is the sale on every other Thursday.
Yes, sir. The system, if you haven't ever used it, it might seem a little intimidating, but the reps really take good care of their customers. They will typically come out to consign the cattle, film the cattle. They take care of them at the sale. They come back and deliver the cattle, so it is very, very user-friendly.
As far as the market is concerned, I know that we've had a couple of tough falls. Seems like though we've stabilized a little bit since the drop off back in the fall period of 16.
Yes, we're excited to have kind of a normal year. That's something that people can count on. Kind of do their projections with a little less volatility.
Let's talk about the other more new enterprise that you've had established, the Fig Cattle Exchange. It seems like we're continuing to see a lot of influence in a positive way on the finished cattle market.
It has been a very positive thing. It's been well received by the industry. The numbers have been up and down a little, but the effect has been consistently good in the market to decrease volatility, increase the transparency in the market, and spread the trade out to more than just a few minutes once a week. It's having the Wednesday auction helps price discovery and helps everyone get a feel for what needs to happen in the market.
I know that the tendency was, Thursday or Friday we'd sell a few cattle on a cash basis. Wednesday brings us a little bit earlier in the week as far as setting that price.
It does, and that's been really important, we believe, and we've heard positive feedback from the industry with regard to that also.
What's your hopes looking forward on Fed Cattle Exchange?
Well, we hope that Fed Cattle Exchange will be a huge asset for the industry to help in the areas we've just discussed, and we hope that the numbers will grow to the point that it's a significant piece of the market that really drives the market and helps not just sell the cattle on Fed Cattle Exchange, but also helps the entire industry with that price discovery process and an open, transparent market.